BMDW, everybody. Hope you're all enjoying your short time. And maybe when you're hungover tomorrow, you'll watch this video and think of me. I won't be hungover anymore. I conceived three children, so my short days are wrapped up. For the rest of you who also have children, I'll see you at Sesame Place in about July when it gets a little warmer, amongst the rest of the cattle that's walking around in that place. If you want to feel good about yourself and you think you're in poor physical condition, go to Sesame Place and look at all the parents walking around with no shirts on. Anyway, let's go into part three of criminal motor vehicle stops. I'm going to talk about the question you're going to ask somebody on the side of a road today, because I know a lot of guys don't even know where to start, and girls. When I say guys, I include girls too. But they don't know where to start, what questions to ask, where's a good place to go. So really, let's just recap over what we talked about. Out of the car, off to the side of the road, preferably with another officer in a safety zone. At your advantage, and always out of the car to ask these questions. You must have people out of the car. You cannot ask these questions. Remember this. You cannot ask these questions while somebody's sitting in a car. You're going to get bad answers. You're not going to be able to read body language and read people, right? So you can't do that. If you're not comfortable getting people out of a car, get comfortable with it. You're not going to be able to do this stuff having people sit in cars. Straight truth. There's no ifs, ands, or buts or any way around it. All right? So this is how I started everything. Off to the side of the road, usually they've questioned my PC at this point. Or maybe they just stopped. They forgot that question once we're outside of the car because they're so nervous thinking about everything else. But my first question would be, I'd be holding my documents in my hand. Hey, where are you guys coming from today? Oh, okay. Where are you headed to? Who's in the car with you? Who's the car registered to? All normal questions. All right. Why are we asking these questions, these simple? You want to get in the habit of doing the similar questions. Why are we getting into these things? Because you're going to take these questions and go back to their passengers in the motor vehicle, and you're going to pose those same questions and see if their answers are consistent. I can't tell how many times I've caught on to people's criminal activity just basically by having inconsistent answers. How does this guy not know where this one's going to, where this one's, you know, where they're not going, what they're doing, where they've been? They have no clue. You want to ask about timelines. You got to get good about it. And you also want to read body language and pausing and questions. We're going to watch videos. Like I said, as soon as I get this program up and running, we're going to watch videos. I'm going to show you things, real life examples of questionings that I've had where people were just like, hey, where are you coming from today? We're coming from Elizabeth. Okay, where in Elizabeth? Broad Street. What's on Broad Street? What are we doing on Broad Street? We were at the ShopRite. You're at the ShopRite on Broad Street in Elizabeth. All right. What'd you buy at ShopRite? I don't know. We just went in to see something, but we didn't buy anything. You know, you sort of, a good interviewer or interdictor is always going to be able to chip up somebody's story and it'll just unravel. Some people have stories rehearsed. They may be very good, but if you keep chipping away at it, you'll eventually unravel them. They'll fall to pieces. Stuff won't make sense. And already, if you're hearing answers like this, you have somebody who really isn't making any sense. And I've gone back to the car. Hey, where are you guys heading to today? Oh, we're going to Woodbridge Mall. All right. For what? Well, he wants to buy a new pair of Jordans. Okay. He wants to buy a new pair of Jordans. Which ones did something just come out? You know anything about them? Yeah, the new ones just came out. Okay, cool. You go back to the next guy in the car. Where are you guys coming from today? We're coming from Newark. Okay. You're coming from where in Newark? Or if they say you're coming from Elizabeth, hey, where are you coming from Elizabeth? Oh, my grandmother's house. Where does your grandmother live? Sycamore Street. All right. Were you anywhere else today? No, we had dinner at her house and went to Sycamore. And we're going, where are we headed to now? We're going to my friend's house. He lives in Edison. Okay. Were you going anywhere else? No. Well, and I would just throw people low. I'd say, well, he thinks you guys are going to Walmart. And they would say like, oh, yeah, we're going to Walmart. Well, he actually didn't say Walmart. He said you guys were going to Kmart. And, you know, you're on video, you're rolling at this point. And this looks really good for when you're presenting this stuff in court. You're going to have jurors who can understand what's going on if it does go to trial. But, you know, anybody who's going to review this tape can kind of get what's going on. And they'll know exactly what you're up to and what you're doing. And you can show the inconsistencies. And that's when you begin to pose your questions for anything illegal in the car. And, you know, can I search? So, again, don't accept vague answers. One of the big mistakes I've seen when guys have left this training and I've been able to monitor them when they came back on the road and working with me was they were too vague with the questions. So you just got to get practice with this stuff and it'll get better. All right. And again, who is in the car with you? This serves several purposes. Knowing the passengers' names are important. This can help you later determining a possible wanted person for hindering apprehension. Get first and last names and determine relationships and get the length of it. Always a good thing to do. Hey, who's in the car with you? Oh, that's Joe. That's Joe in the car. All right, how do you know Joe? What's Joe's last name? That's Joe Silverstein. All right, it's Joe Silverstein. How do you know him? Well, I've known him since I was a kid. He's my next door neighbor. We were five. We used to play basketball together. So Joe Silverstein's in the car with you, right? Okay, cool. Hey, man, what's your name? I'm Brian. You're Brian who? I'm Brian Smith. All right, you're Brian Smith, but he says you're Joe Silverstein. Something's wrong here. So you want to have that too? Well, you're looking for that criminal interdiction. People may have been nervous because they were wanted. So keep that in mind. You got to like hit all those things as you go along. So this is a really good question to ask people on motor vehicle stops. Maybe it's easier once you see a video of mine to understand what it looks like, and you guys will be able to employ this as well. All right. Watch out for the typical nicknames. I only know him or her by his nickname. I was just giving them a ride. He's someone else's friend or family member. I really don't know him or her like that. I don't know their, I know their first name, but not their last name. I can't remember how many times I've had people who were married, couples, brothers, cousins, related, you name it, and they're giving me the name. What's his name? Well, we call him C. Well, we call him Bike. No. What's his real name? You're his cousin. You know his real name. And I've always warned people, listen, I'm going to determine a relationship with the two of you. You're not giving me proper information. I'm going to charge you with hindering the apprehension of another. I'm going to take you to jail, too. And I can tell you I've done that on several occasions where I've established my relationship with people, and it was inconsistent with their answers were inconsistent. One guy was lying about the other guy, or guy and girl usually, and they're trying to hinder the apprehension of the guy who has a warrant, maybe their boyfriend, or maybe vice versa. And yeah, you're going to jail too. You're going to be charged with it. So done it plenty of times. More questions to ask. Who does the vehicle belong to? Ask occupants to identify the owner by their full name. Ask occupants for their contact information. Especially the guys who are out working on interstate highways, you're going to want to know this because you're going to have a lot of interstate drug travel. So, you know, you're going to have people who are borrowing cars and using cars, and there's a lot of junky car borrowing and drug transit car borrowing. You want to determine all this stuff. I mean, when's the last time you took a car from someone who didn't know their last name? I had to borrow a pickup truck the other day from my mother-in-law's boyfriend, and I'm driving through New Brunswick, and I'm like, I don't know his last name. If they said it, I remember it, but I'm thinking as I'm driving, you know, this going on. So also, guys, please know that when you're out there on patrol and you're looking for that right car, you guys have to stop focusing on plates. You have to start focusing on the vehicle and the vehicle occupants and the reaction to your presence. That's what you have to focus on. What's the vehicle doing? What are the people in the vehicle doing? Stop worrying about plates and running plates. It's the last thing you look at. That's like the icing on the cake. I know I've harped on that before, but I still see guys doing that. You gotta start. When you leave, when you're done watching this video today, I want you to just get into your patrol car or while you're driving home, if this is the end of your shift, and start looking into people's cars. Look at what's going on in the cars. Look at who's in the cars. Look at what they look like, okay? Try to start figuring out what's going on. I'm always looking in cars. Always. Oh, I mean, I constantly look into cars. Get into the habit of it. If you have bad eyes, wear your glasses or get LASIK. What do you want me to tell you? But these are some good tips to get you guys going to where you need to be. All right. And always remember, if you're asking somebody for consent to search or you're asking them if there's anything illegal in the car, watch out for those really key phrases to try to get them to dispel suspicion to you. Like, hey, anything illegal in the car? Honestly, no. But you can't search. Truthfully, there's nothing in the car, but you know, you I just don't feel comfortable you searching. Actually, there's nothing in the car, but like I just can't have you looking in the car. I swear to God, I swear to my dead grandmother, but you can't look in the car. Like, officer, you're bothering me. I swear to my dead grandmother, there's no drugs in the car. You know, I've had guys play that game, guys and girls. As God is my witness, there's nothing in the car, but you're not searching. This is harassment. You know, just don't get beat up by that stuff. Remain calm, cool, roll with it. But don't accept those vague, those bullshit answers from people. You know, are you going to get something every single time? No, you know, you're not. But, you know, if you don't have your line in the water, you're not going to catch any fish. It's just the way it is. If you're not at least out trying, you're not going to get anything. That's what you're trying to do. Listen, if you're not trying to do that, that's fine. It's great. Maybe these videos are just good for you to watch. I have no issues with anybody who is proactive or not proactive. It doesn't matter to me. I just want everybody to know this stuff. And the guys who are proactive, this really speaks to them. And then my favorite dispelling key phrases is, anything illegal in the car? Not that I know of. Not that you know of? Which is so good. I mean, I think so. Cops episode one time. The guy's like, oh, anything illegal on your person? He's like, not that I know of. Oh, I didn't put that there. Come on. Are you responsible for what's going on in the car? And we're going to end on that for today's video because I don't want this to go too long and bore people. But we'll get more into this stuff. I want to get to a whole motor vehicle stop for you guys, and we're going to watch a video, and we'll tie this all in together. I just want everybody to learn. So enjoy your MDW. I don't think I'll be on here tomorrow, but Sunday, Monday, I should be on here. I got to go to a kid's party. You guys need anything, reach out to me. If you have questions that need to be answered, or if you want to try to challenge some of the things I talk about, I look forward to it. I will show you my side of it. And the things that I teach, I'm 100% on. I was even posed a question today about a Title 39, and I didn't know the answer to it. My answer to the kid, who I don't even know, was, sorry, dude, if you're watching, I don't know the answer to that. I really wasn't that concerned with, you know, just no offense, but I wasn't that concerned with Title 39 outside of the things that I needed to know to affect criminal motor vehicle stops. I don't know, like, the really silly caveats of Title 39 that I didn't need to know. But anyway, enjoy. Use Uber. Don't drink and drive. I know we do it, but use your brain. It's not worth it. Goodbye.